Experts and policy wonks might call this an interesting case of federalism in the United States, but can states enforce and protect a right to privacy when the federal government and the NSA, at the center of the latest domestic surveillance controversy, seem to believe national security trumps the right to any expectation that electronic communications be private? Last week, New Jersey's Supreme Court said regardless of federal policy, state law enforcement officers are required to get a warrant from a judge in order to track someone with a cell phone using information obtained from the cell network. New Jersey is just one of a number of states and jurisdictions with their own ideas of how to set the boundary between citizens' rights to privacy of personal data and the needs of law enforcement on the other. Justice Peter Verniero, a former New Jersey Attorney General and state Supreme Court justice, joins us. Justice, welcome to the program.
Thank you, John. It's good to be here.
Also with us is Susan Freewald. She's a University of San Francisco law professor. Professor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, Justice, let's begin with you. Peter Verniero, what's the significance of this New Jersey decision in your view?
Well, the significance is this is the first time that our New Jersey Supreme Court has held that police must obtain a warrant in order to track someone's whereabouts by use of a cell phone, or they have to have an exception to the warrant requirement, such as an emergency aid or something of that nature. This may be the first Supreme Court decision of any state court in the country, so it's certainly very significant, and I think you will see many more of these cases in other jurisdictions.
Professor Freewald, can you divide a right to privacy on the question of standing for state law enforcement, local law enforcement, and federal law enforcement? It would seem to be the same regardless.
Well, you can in the sense of you look at what kind of case it is, what's the nature of the charges, who is doing the investigation. But I think the interest should be the same, and I think the reasoning of the court should be persuasive in federal cases as well as state cases.
Does this mean that states are on the cutting edge of defining privacy law in the digital era, or will there be a conflict here that will be resolved in favor of either the state or the federal government at some point? Susan Freewald.
I think it's the former. I think states are on the cutting edge. One of the things that's important to recognize is that the Supreme Court gets into these questions very rarely. So the government, in fact, the NSA lawyers and others are making their arguments about this area based on cases from the 70s. And so New Jersey has gotten into an issue that the Supreme Court hasn't actually weighed in on yet, in the sense of they're talking about cell site location information instead of GPS tracking information.
Justice Verniero, do you think the state of New Jersey can set a precedent that the federal government would be bound by on some level if this ever gets to the Supreme Court?
No, the New Jersey Supreme Court cannot bind the United States Supreme Court on questions of federal law. However, the state Supreme Court does have the final word as to questions under the state constitution. And so long as there's no federal rule that's in conflict with the state constitutional law, then this decision will be binding, even if the United States Supreme Court says that it's permissible on the federal level. In other words, state Supreme Courts can afford individuals in those states with greater constitutional protections.
Now, this seems as though, and correct me if I'm wrong, that we are evolving towards a situation, Justice Verniero, where the states may have a very, very meticulous and you know, high threshold of violations of privacy by law enforcement, and the federal government would routinely just be trolling electronic data based on its view of the right to privacy. Is that where we're headed?
Well, in this court decision that we're talking about, the court selected the typical probable cause standard. It did not create a new standard. It simply said that when you search the cell phone locations of an individual through the cell phone, you need a warrant issued by a neutral judge based on probable cause. That's a very familiar standard in the law. The court gave the state government here in New Jersey 30 days to train its officers and to ensure compliance, and I have every reason to believe that New Jersey will comply because we have a very professional law enforcement community in this state. So I don't think it's a new standard per se. It's just a new ruling, first of its kind.
Susan Freewald, do you think we're evolving to a situation where in cases of criminal investigations, real judges and real warrants will be required for digital information. But in the case of mass data and preventive security strategies, that sort of thing, that the federal government is free to do whatever it wants without a warrant or with only the most cursory kind of warrant?
Well, no, I mean, the distinction that the federal government is making is a distinction between non-content data and content data. And they're making it both in the criminal context and in the national security context. And they're making it in the case of one person, as well as the case of, you know, millions of people. So it's an important principle that the New Jersey Supreme Court rejected, which is that both non-content information isn't protected by the Constitution, by the Fourth Amendment, well, by the analogous part of the New Jersey Constitution to the Fourth Amendment. They said it is protected, and that even information in the hands of a third party is protected, because they said that when you use your cell phone, you don't intend to give the police this 24-hour tracking device, even if you do intend for the cell phone company to know where you are in order to connect your calls.
State courts on the cutting edge of possibly defining a 21st century right to privacy. Susan Freewald is a professor of law at the University of San Francisco Law School. And Justice Peter Verniero is a former New Jersey Attorney General and state Supreme Court justice. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.